Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch announced at last night's county board meeting that it would be her last meeting. She will be stepping down as administrator effective next month. The county board was also faced with appointing a county treasurer. Former treasurer Jeffrey Even had filed for candidacy for the November election before accepting a job in Platteville. He was unable to remove his name from the ballot because it was past the deadline for removal. As a result, his name was the only one on the ballot for treasurer, and he was declared the winner. At the time of his departure, the board had appointed Ashley Mott to fill his term. After winning the latest election, Jeffrey Even had to submit a letter to inform the board he did not wish to fill it. As a result, the board appointed Ashley Mott to continue as the county treasurer. Richland County employees will be getting a raise. The board approved a new county wage scale. Some may see more of an increase than others to help balance the scales for those who have been underpaid. It was also reported that several buildings not in use at the campus will have the water shut off and the heat turned way down to conserve energy and cut costs. Pesch also noted that they are working on a memorandum of understanding with the Richland School District for use of the gymnasium at the campus. A public hearing on the 2025 budget for the City of Richland Center was held last night by the Common Council of the City of Richland Center. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant presented accomplishments from 2024 and the needs of 2025. The proposed budget shows $10,195,587 in revenue and $10,734,882 in expenditures, leaving a deficit of $539,295. As a result, funding from the fund balance will be used to fund one-time capital outlay projects. A property tax in the amount of $2.3 million to fund the expenses of city government as contained in the 2025 budget summary was approved to levy on all taxable property in the City of Richland Center. This means that the mill rate will go from $9.04 to $9.22. While the mill rate is increasing, the net mill rate is decreasing from $29.67 to $28.94, which means the residents of the city should see a decrease in the city portion of their taxes. Governors and lawmakers in Republican-led states are rolling out plans that could aid President-elect Donald Trump's effort to deport millions of people living in the U.S. illegally. A growing number of states are proposing legislation to give local law officers the power to arrest people in the country illegally. Other legislation filed ahead of next year's sessions would require law enforcement agencies to notify federal immigration officials when they take someone into custody who is in the country illegally. This is even if the charges are unrelated to their immigration status. Some Democratic-led states already are talking about how to resist some of Trump's immigration policies. Pro-Palestinian protesters who disrupted a University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting last week will be cited. According to UW-Madison police, all 19 individuals arrested will receive a citation for violating a policy on intentionally creating noise that unreasonably interfered with sponsored or authorized activity. One protester is getting an additional citation for spitting on food inside the meeting room. UW police officers warned the group to stop disrupting the meeting, but they refused and continued before being arrested. Eight protesters were affiliated with UW-Madison, two were UW-Madison alumni, four were affiliated with UW-Milwaukee, and five had no UW affiliation. UW-Lacrosse is adding two news majors to satisfy growing workforce needs. The engineering, physics, and data science majors will open for enrollment in the fall of 2025 and be typical four-year degrees. According to UWL, the engineering physics degree will focus on the physical and mathematical fundamentals of mechanical, civil, optical, and materials engineering. The new data science major is designed to help address the increasing demand for skilled professionals in Wisconsin and beyond. The number of data science jobs is projected to grow by 36% nationally over the next decade. The two new majors were approved by the Board of Regents during a meeting last week. A closed hospital in western Wisconsin may be temporarily reopened. This past March, Hospital Sisters Health System closed St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, along with Cooperative Sacred Heart Hospitals in Eau Claire. Now, members of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative have signed a letter of intent with HSHS to explore the feasibility of buying and reopening the 102-bed Chippewa Falls Hospital. If the co-op determines the building is ready to be reopened, it would be meant to provide health care for the area's residents until the co-op's new community hospital in Lake Halley opens in 2027. St. Joseph's could reopen as early as next fall if that proves financially feasible. The teen who allegedly assaulted and killed Lily Peters was in court Tuesday. The 16-year-old, identified as CPB in court documents, stood mute at his arraignment in Chippewa County Court. Not guilty pleas to intentional homicide, sexual assault, and child sexual assault were entered on his behalf. The teen is accused of assaulting and killing the 12-year-old girl in April of 2022, then hiding her body. Police say CPB allegedly admitted to the attack, saying he wanted to know what it felt like to kill someone. The case is being held in adult court, despite a long effort by the boy's attorneys to keep it in juvenile court. Online records show a Wisconsin man who faked his own drowning and left behind a wife and three children to go to Eastern Europe is in a Wisconsin jail. The Victim Information and Notification Everyday System website shows Ryan Borgwart was booked into the Green Lake County Jail Tuesday afternoon. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook that a news conference would be held today to update the Borgwart case. The Post said no further information would be provided until then. Sheriff Mark Podal previously said Borgwart began communicating with authorities November 11th after he had been missing for 3 months, but that he hadn't committed to returning home. Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 and Auxiliary will be conducting their annual Christmas collection today from 9 to 3 at the Richland County Bank. The items collected for local veterans meet their individual needs and wants and make a great Christmas present. A variety of new items as well as monetary donations will be accepted. Items include shampoo, conditioner, and body wash for both men and women, body lotion, snacks and sweets, playing cards and puzzles, stamps, clothing, and shoes. No used items will be accepted. Checks should be made out to VFW Post 2267 Christmas Fund. Please secure your donated items in sturdy boxes or bags.